This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Man, I'm joined on the line by singer-songwriter and award-winning and multi-platinum selling artist. He has done exceptional work behind the scenes, and he's now stepping into the light with a new single featuring Msaki and Tresor. Adventure Family, help me welcome the one, the only, Batundi. Good afternoon, Batundi. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Kimbesh. How are you?
I'm so blessed. Thank you so much, Batundi, for taking your time to join me on the show, man. I feel so honored to have you.
No, the pleasure is mine, man. The pleasure is mine.
So, Batundi, let's take it a bit back, right? Speaking of your upbringing, I mean, Congolese born, traveled a lot. How was your childhood, and how did, you know, that influence you to fall into music?
Number one, traveling or moving around as a child, I mean, obviously it has its own advantage, but also a few advantages and disadvantages. I mean, I never really had stable friendships, but in terms of the music itself, it did really help me, because, I mean, living in different places with different cultures every single time, it forces you to be like a quick learner. You have to learn quickly because, I mean, I have friends now, but 2-3 years from now, it's going to be different. Different language, different everything. So it taught me to be really very quick and very flexible.
Oh, wow. You know? Interesting, man. Interesting. I don't even, just thinking about it, I don't even think, you're a strong character, because now it's like you're moving around, you make friends here, for 2 years you're here, or maybe a year, now you move into another place, you need to make friends here. So it's a bit, it's crazy, man. I mean, you moved around a lot with your dad all over East Africa. How did you manage to convince your family, man, at the age of 17, to allow you to branch out and be on your own?
I didn't ask them. I mean, if I had to ask them, you know what the answer would have been.
I was so shocked. I'm like a rebel with a cause. Like, what's going on here?
No, I just had to do it, man. I really had to do it. Only told them like a couple of years later, like, oh, by the way, I'm out. I'm here. Better. most of African artists, parents, maybe not this generation, but back in the days, they really didn't see how someone could make a living from music. So from that point of view, the wound really makes you get into music because it didn't make any sense to them, you know?
Yeah. No, that's very true, man. I'm so excited to speak about this, man. I mean, you've done exceptional work. Croak produced international hits. I'm talking about the likes of Fountains by Drake featuring Thames. You know what? How did these opportunities find you, man? You know, Batundi, I mean, also, please let us in, bro. Let us in on what it is like working with Drizzy Drake. I mean, I'm a hip-hop DJ, and I'm so jealous. Like, I'm like, wow, bro. Like, what is this?
Look, but to be honest, the truth is, you know, we can always try to sound clever and, like, you know, like, we know what we always do. But certain things that just... God's blessing, or should I say rather, destiny. Like, certain things are destined to happen. Because, I mean, how do I sit down and write a tutorial on how to link up with Drake? Like, how do you do that?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's just one of those things that, you know, like, God says it's going to happen, and it happens, man.
Wow, man.
Yeah, I just believe as a creative, you just always have to be ready for those opportunities when they come, because if they don't find you ready, they might not come back again.
Nah, most definitely, man. So from now, it means I should start praying and saying, Lord, but whatever Batundi said, amen. You know what I mean?
That one also. No, but God has said, maybe he has something bigger for you. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, I mean, you're stepping into the limelight, you know, with your debut single. It is here, Naliye. Alongside Msaki and Tresor, what made you decide, you know, to come to the front now?
So, as a producer, you can't say as a creative you've arrived, but I think like I've put in a little bit of work, and it was starting to become not so exciting, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So I needed to get into another space that's really challenging, like the whole front. I'm always in the back. Now, coming in the front is a whole new territory for me. I don't know much. And that excitement of learning and failing and, you know, and learning and winning and all that stuff, that's what's exciting me. And I was like, you know what? I want to try this out. I want to try something different and see how it goes. You know, like, it's like almost like challenging myself for the next
step. Yes.
Yeah.
No, most definitely. And I mean, for your debut single, you worked alongside the greats. How did you, you know these guys, you and these guys get on this project? What happened?
So, Nalia actually, it's a Swahili word, which means I'm crying.
Oh.
and what I guess people are going to get to know as the time goes, but the song is actually the continuation of Sondela. That was the first time we worked together as a trio. You know the song Sondela? Sondela, come baby, Sondela. You know the song, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yes.
Yeah, so that was the first song that we worked on together. And the storyline on that particular track is about love and, you know, when things are new, everything is fresh and, you know, honeymoon phase and all that stuff. And then later on, things just change, you know, a little bit. And that's where Nalia comes in, which is like, I'm crying because now things have gone completely south, you know. And so when I finished, like, working the track, I just felt like it was connected to somehow to Sondela. So then I reached out to Zaki, I reached out to Trevor, I'm like, yo, I think I have something that will be like continuation to the previous song that we did together. And they were all hooked up. As soon as I sent the track to them, they were all like, yo, this is the one, let's go for it. And we organized sessions. So starting wasn't a problem. Finishing the track, man, was like a mission, because now Trevor's in LA, Saki is in, I don't know, in France or whatever. Like, they're always just all over the place, you know what I mean? So finishing the track wasn't that easy, but in the end we did, and it was really worth all the waiting and stuff.
Oh, wow, man.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. So, I mean, Batundi, you know, you, as we mentioned, that this is your time to come into the light now, and it's all new for you, as you mentioned, you know, a lot of things that you still need to learn. But can we expect more work in the near future? Is there something maybe that you feel like you're going to be dishing out to us in the near future?
Oh, yes, sure. I'm working on a project. Okay. I'm working on a project now. I should be done definitely before the end of the year. But before then, I have a few more singles that I'm going to be dropping.
Okay.
As soon as we feel like Nalia has done what it's supposed to do, then we're going to just drop the next single as we're preparing for the project.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to avoid to say if it's an EP or if it's an album. Because, you know, the moment you mention, that's it, pressure.
Yes.
But it's definitely a body of work, definitely.
No, we'll be waiting for that. We'll be waiting to have another conversation real soon when you're done with that, Batundi. We are so excited, and we are actually so proud, you know, that you took that step, and you're coming out into the forefront. It is your time, as we all know.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
I'm about to drop it. Do have yourself a fantastic day ahead, and thank you once again for joining us on the show. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It's really a big pleasure.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.